Okay, good morning, people. Good morning. My name is Daniel Oga, and this is the Exposure Weekly Podcast. Welcome to the 25th of September 2020. Yeah, the year is almost coming to a close. And then we have been on with our September series titled After School, What Next? Yes, After School, What Next? So before I proceed, I would like to give a brief introduction of our guest, Mr. Andrew Igbinebeka. He has been in the studio with us from the part 1 to the part 2 to the part 3, and today we'll be doing a summary of the 3 parts. So before we go on, we'll just introduce our guest quickly. Mr. Andrew Igbinebeka is an emerging change agent with over 3 years experience running a social enterprise, a background in education, mass communication and social entrepreneurship. He is the founder of Go A Bit Further Africa, a social enterprise connecting university students to affordable mentorship and relevant skills for career success and social impact in Africa. He is a digital content creator for Skill Factory Africa, Africa's first affordable online learning platform that reached over 8,000 young individuals from across 10 countries in the world, and Head Start Summit 2020, Africa's largest virtual conference that reached over 14,000 young individuals with the message of reinventing themselves for the post-COVID era. Yeah, that's just a brief summary about our guest. Yeah, Mr. Andrew Igbinebeka, he has been doing a lot lately for the African youth. Okay, down to our summary. We saw 3 parts. Very enlightening discussion on the topic of after school, what next? So for those that have been confused on their career path after school, this is the answer that they have been seeking. So for the part 1, we saw the need for relevant skills, and also the part 2, we saw the need for experience, and then straight on to the part 3, we saw the need for clarity and purpose and clarity. So these 3 factors are very important in really defining your path after school. So what is skills? How do you define relevant skills? Mr. Andrew defined relevant skills as being excellent in creating solutions. So what are those skills that you need to create solution in this ever-evolving workspace? The world is changing. There are new opportunities everywhere, and these new opportunities spring forth every day. A new set of skills are required every day with the ever-evolving workspace. So, are you really excellent in creating a solution? Then it will determine if you have that relevant skills or not. So, some of the skills that you can acquire are soft skills, hard skills, digital skills. When we're talking about soft skills, we talk about things like skills like communication, leadership. Digital skills, we're talking about researching, how to use digital tools, surfing the internet. All those things are required if you really want to function in the ever-evolving workspace. These things, you don't get to learn them in the university system. The university gets to teach you theories upon theories and upon theories that might not really be of a very high relevance in the society. And you see some courses that you learn in the university system, and you ask yourself, am I really going to use this thing in the workspace? Am I going to work with this thing? Especially those days when we were in primary school, and then you will see some certain equations that are so heart troubling. I'm not a lover of maths, actually. I do not like maths. And then you see these equations, and then you ask yourself, am I going to use this thing in the workspace? Am I going to use this thing in the society? How is this going to change the world? How is this going to affect my career in the society? So some of these skills are relevant if you really want to function in this ever-evolving workspace. Imagine the first class. It's not a matter of graduating with a first class to result. It's not a matter of graduating with a 2-1 result. You can get a first class student that cannot really be confident enough to communicate and provide solution to problems. So you came up with a good result, but you are not relevant in the society if you are not able to convert that your knowledge into solutions. So you gather the necessary soft skills, the necessary digital skills, the necessary hard skills that you need. So the first thing to do is to discover your skill set. So you discover that yes, you have some skill set, then you work with them. The ones you do not have, you acquire them. The ones you have, you build them. The ones you don't have, you acquire them. It's easy now to get knowledge. You can just surf the internet, take online courses, take offline courses. It is the person that has the relevant skills that really get employed. Employers are not really are not perturbed about result these days. They will test your knowledge to see if this your result, you can actually apply it to provide solution to problems in the ever evolving workspace. So do you have the necessary skills? Yes, I do have the necessary skills. So how much do you work on them to become better? If you don't have the skills needed to function where you intend to function, then you acquire these skills. Take courses, online courses, offline courses, learn things. And down to the part two, we spoke about experience. Yeah, experience. We spoke about experience. So I have gathered necessary skills that I need to function in this ever-evolving workspace. I've set my goals and this is where I want to function. And I have the skills to function. But now, do you have the experience? So when we're talking about experience, what do we mean by experience? What do we really mean by experience? So relevant experience, it gives you the confidence to project your ideas. So what experience does is that it gives you confidence to be able to project your ideas. So you see a new staff coming to an organization and that staff is already being promoted severally, when there are old staffs that just sit there and do only what they are told. Experience gives you the confidence to stand up and say, yes, I know how to do this thing and I will actually do it. So it gives you the confidence to project your ideas. Everybody has a solution to offer. Everybody has answers. But are you confident enough to project that solution? It's largely based on experience. So only leaders can think solution. How do you gain experience? How do you gain this experience? I asked a question to Mr. Andrew during the podcast. I asked him, okay, you're talking about experience, but some companies will not agree to employ newly graduated students. So how do this set of people gather experiences, being that they just graduated from university? And then he gave me some responses that were quite shocking. And he said some things about volunteering experiences, internship roles, and understudying a role, and some other ways to gather experience. I was in a CV writing class recently, and I saw in a CV where you can actually write down your volunteering experiences as part of your experiences on your curriculum vitae. Your internship, where you serve as an intern, you can write it down as an experience. So these are the things that companies look out for. They want to see that personality. They want to see that person that can actually stand out to provide solution, to project their ideas. Everybody have ideas. Everybody have solutions, but not everybody is confident enough to stand out and project those ideas to solve problems in the workspace. Okay, that is right about that. And then down to the part three, we then spoke about purpose and clarity. So talking about purpose and clarity, what do we mean? What we actually mean is that, what is the goal? What is the intention of your goal? What do you intend to achieve by functioning where you intend to function? So I've chosen to be a social media marketer. What do I intend to achieve as a social media marketer? So why are you doing what you are doing? What is the intent of my goals? First of all, I would like to define what a purpose is. According to Mr. Andrew's words, he said, your purpose is a statement that gives your life a direction. Your purpose is not your skill. Your purpose is not your experience. But your purpose is a statement that gives your life a direction. Then clarity is a journey. Clarity will never come if you do not start out with that idea. So you have an idea and you don't start out. You want to be very, very certain first before you start out. No, you get clarity in your idea, in practicing your idea. You get clarity in practicing your idea. So there are some ways to discover your purpose. And one of those basic ways, according to Mr. Andrew, is that you take an inventory of the places you have been and the things that you are doing. So what have you been doing all these years? What is that thing that you subconsciously do? Is it that you see yourself helping people unconsciously? Is it that you see yourself trying to teach people new ideologies subconsciously? So you have to take a personality test to discover the kind of career path that you are inclined to. And this is largely based on your activities and the places you go, the people that are around you, the kind of things that you have been doing over the years. Purpose and clarity. And that is that about that. And yeah, we'll come to the end of today's podcast. Yeah, guys. So for the first week, the part one, we spoke about relevant skills, gathering relevant skills. Then the part two, we spoke about experience. Experience gives you confidence to project your ideas. And then down to the part three, we spoke about purpose and clarity. Purpose is the statement that gives you your life a direction. Clarity is a journey. Clarity will never come if you do not start out with that idea. Okay, guys. That is it for tonight. Yes, we've come to the end of today's podcast. I really hope that you got abreast with this topic. God bless you real good. Thank you very much. So for more information, you can check me out on Facebook. Send us a message on our page on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheExposurePodcast. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Daniel Oga Music, or on Instagram at Daniel Oga_Music. Or call the following number: 0701-615-4878-0907-742-2050. Do have a lovely day. Thank you.